Do you like puzzles? I have a love-hate relationship with puzzles. I love that they bring people together with snacks around a table for a common goal. Great conversations can happen around puzzles as you're looking for pieces that fit together. On the other hand, I hate the sometimes fruitless and seemingly endless searching for anything to fit together, especially in the beginning. I bought a puzzle over the holidays. It was a Charlie Brown Christmas puzzle. It had been a while since I put together a puzzle, but I love Charlie Brown, so when I saw it, I was excited to give it a try. This puzzle was 1,000 pieces that made up a familiar scene filled with beloved characters singing around Charlie Brown's little Christmas tree. Once we sorted colors and separated designs, we were off. It was everything I had hoped for. The entire family got involved. I actually got a tad bit addicted to the process and spent a few late nights putting pieces together because I was on a roll. Through the process of piecing it all together, I kept thinking about something my husband said when we first dumped out all of those 1,000 pieces onto the table. He said, "What if you get it all done and it's missing a piece? That'll never happen." Well, fast forward to New Year's Eve. The final pieces were coming together. The picture was almost complete, but then we realized there was something missing. We placed the last piece we had, but up in the middle of the dark night sky, there was a piece missing. What? At first, I thought my husband had it hidden somewhere to reveal at this precise, panic-filled moment. But no, it seriously was missing. We looked everywhere. It was nowhere to be found. So, now we have this 999-piece puzzle currently residing in our dining room because the family vote was to glue it, frame it, and hang it up each Christmas. I have yet to get that done, so there it sits, reminding me of its one missing piece. We talked about trying to create a piece, maybe cut something out of the box lid to match and fill that space, and that might help, but it won't fit like the intended piece would have fit. The missing piece was designed for it, cut from the original image. Do you ever feel like something is missing? You've got all the pieces of your life in place. You're living your best life, or at least trying to. You're being your most authentic self, and every other single piece of your puzzle seems to fit just right. But still, something is missing, and nothing you've tried can seem to fill that space. Solomon, in all his wisdom, recognized earthly pursuit is vanity, unless rooted in obedience to the will of the Father. Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. God created you, every beautiful piece of who you are, for His purpose and His glory. The eternal space of you cannot be fully discovered or satisfied by any experience, person, or thing this world has to offer. That space in your heart can only be filled by the one who created and designed it. That's the truth. If you feel empty today, no matter what you've read, been believing, or what you've done or tried, trust Jesus with your heart. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about a relationship. He is the missing piece you've been searching for. I'm Lori Klein.